RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 212 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Good morning again to Darren Frahill.
Good morning, Gavin. The Olympic headlines this morning. Mona McSharry finished 8th in the final of the 100-metre breaststroke final. She is only the second Irish person to reach an Olympic swimming final. And more from her a little bit later in the programme. In rugby sevens, Ireland will not be involved in the knockout stages despite beating Kenya 12-7 in their final pool game. The concession of a late try means they lose out on scoring difference. Welterweight Aidan Walsh is through to the quarterfinals after a very impressive win in the ring in Tokyo this morning. In the triathlon, Carolyn Hayes finished in 23rd place in her event. Annalise Murphy had a better morning on the water, finishing 9th in race 5, 10th in race 6 of the laser radial class, moving up to 20th overall. And away from the Irish, big shock in tennis, Japan's star Naomi Osaka beaten in straight sets by the world number 42, Markéta Vandrasova, 6-1, 6-4, and that came in round 3. Continued coverage here on Radio 1 on the various programmes from the Olympics, and you can follow the action live on RTE television. Away from the Olympics, the Dermot well-trained Coulthard won the big race on day 1 of the Galway Festival. And what a finish, a fantastic ride from amateur jockey Finny Maguire in the Connacht Hotel Handicap. Dermot Wells' record around Ballybrit speaks for itself, and this is another memorable win. He has had many race victories both as a jockey and a trainer at the venue. His first came in this particular race as a 15-year-old jockey 57 years ago. He's still going strong, and he's been talking to Dave Keena.
Oh, it's always good to win. I rode the winner of it 4 times, and I think I won it quite a few times, but he got a lovely, lovely ride, and full credit to the rider, but that was the plan, to sit very handy and go from there.
And he stays particularly well, and probably that's what's won the race for him.
Yeah, he's a tough horse. He stays well. He likes good ground. He doesn't want heavy ground, which was the last time at the curve when he ran. But Finian gave him a peach of a ride.
Yeah, he certainly did. What a great comeback to take that one on the line. One of the stories from day one at the festival was a win for Black Cat Bobby in the Clayton Hotel Galway Handicap. And this is a first big win at the venue for trainer Kieran Murphy in Galway. He took over Dot Love's Charlestown Stud in the Midlands at the turn of the year. The horse is actually owned by Dot, ridden brilliantly by Gavin Ryan. And I think this win particularly emphasises the magic of Ballybrit and what it means to have a winner there. Dave Keena found himself standing next to the winning connections as the race unfolded in the parade ring.
Come on, Bobby! Come on, Bobby! Come
on, Bobby! Yes! Yes!
Well done, guys. Well done.
Sure, over the moon, Dave.
First festival winner?
First festival winner. Listen, over the moon now.
Well done, well done. I can see it means a lot. Yeah. Just training not too far away, and brought plenty of horses here over the years, and to get one across the road, it means a lot.
Yeah, listen, we left this set aside for this, as you know, Dave, and we worked hard to get him here, and we're thinking that he was one of our best chances of the week, and to pull it off there in the day, and now we're over the moon. Well, and a super ride from Gavin. Well, super done. Ride. Well done.
Yeah, Galway might not have the crowds in big numbers this year, but it doesn't lack the excitement. You can continue to watch coverage on RTÉ2 and the RTÉ Player of the Galway races. Today's first race is underway at 4:35. Now, the Irish midfielder Jason Knight is facing up to 12 weeks on the sidelines. He picked up an injury while training with his club Derby County. Now, it's been reported that he sustained the injury as a result of a tackle made by his manager Wayne Rooney. Manchester United have agreed a fee of €40 million with Real Madrid for the defender Rafael Varane. Former Munster back row James Collin has been appointed defence coach at the French club Toulon. The Lions meet South Africa in test number 2 this coming Saturday. Both teams will be confirmed later this morning. Dan Biggar has gone through his HIA return to play protocol and should be fit. Marco Vinopolo expected to be named in the front row. He wasn't even in the original squad last week, but he impressed when he came off the bench. Lions assistant coach, defence coach Steve Tandy, knows the Springboks will respond to that defeat when they meet again this weekend.
South Africa, at the end of the day, the world champions. They put in performance after performance. You don't win World Cups
from not being able to recover from things. So we know how much of a physical team they are and how much pride they've got in their performances. But ultimately, I think it's just about us looking at ourselves and where we can improve as well. As we know, South Africa are going to bring physicality. You know, they're a smart rugby team. But I think for us, it's just more looking at ourselves and how we can improve and what we can bring more to the second test match also.
Now, the Irish women's cricket team beat Netherlands by 28 runs in the first of their four-match series in Malahide yesterday evening. In Gaelic Games, another very busy night ahead in the underage competitions. Dublin meet Galway tonight at Amour Park in the under-20 Leinster hurling final, 7:30 start there. And finally, in the Munster minor semi-finals, they're both taking place this evening. It's Cork against Limerick at Semple Stadium and Tipperary meet Waterford in Porky Rin, both games at 7:30.